Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it is that you're listening to the Mormon Mindset to start your day. I hope that you're ready to pause, to push away the cares of the day, and to get your mind on track. Having your mind on track enables you to live consistently with what you believe about God and about yourself and about the world and the people in it. It is vital that we take this step every single day to get our minds aligned with the truth of God. And the Morning Mindset is here to help you do that. We've been looking at Psalm chapter 103. And I want to step back into something that I read from the passage yesterday, because there's some imagery that I think is very valuable for us. I know many people, and even myself at times, I struggle to really feel that God accepts me. And why is that true? Well, there could be a handful of reasons that I can think of why someone might feel that way. It could have to do with how they were treated growing up, that they never felt accepted by those who were perhaps their parental figures or the authorities in their lives. And it went very deep into their souls, kind of this message that they weren't accepted. Maybe it's because they've done some things in their lives for which they are truly guilty, things they did, and there's no getting around it. And that guilt haunts them, and they feel that God could not in any way accept them because of the severity of what it is that they've done. And I'm sure both of these situations sound familiar to you in one way, shape, or form. You can relate. And what I want to do is look at this passage, Psalm 103, verses 11 and 12, and draw out of the imagery that David uses some truths that will help us in dealing with those kinds of negative beliefs. Now, is it true that we are responsible for our sin? Absolutely. We are on the hook to either pay for that sin or repent of that sin and let the substitutionary atonement of Jesus Christ pay for it in our stead. But nevertheless, these truths that we're going to read here are just incredible in terms of getting our mind around how fully God has truly forgiven us. Let's look at verses 11 and 12. It says, "As high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love toward those who fear him." So my friends, when we turn to God in repentance, that's what that phrase "fearing him" is alluding to in this context. God extends his steadfast love toward us. And it's not just steadfast love, it's great steadfast love. It's as great as the distance between the heavens and the earth. And by heavens, he doesn't mean just heaven itself, meaning a place where God and the angels reside. He means the stars, the solar systems, the galaxies. See, he's using something we know of as imagery to show us this great expanse, this great distance his love is willing to go for those who repent, those who fear him. And then the next phrase, it says, "As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us." Now, you may not have ever thought about this, but that phrase, "as far as the east is from the west," was used intentionally. Because you can travel east and you will always continue to be heading east, correct? You'll never reach west by traveling east. You just go and go and go. If you were to turn around and start traveling in the opposite direction, yes, you'd be moving west. But if you continue in an eastern direction, you're never going to touch west. That's his point. East and west never meet. If you go in one direction or the other, they are never going to come in contact with each other. And he's saying that is how far he has removed your transgression from you. It will never touch you again. It will never be laid to your account again. And my friends, that is great news for us who struggle with guilt, who struggle with the things of the past. But the truth is this: if we have repented of those things and placed them under the blood of Jesus Christ, we are free of them forever and always, because our God has said that we are. He's declared it to be so. So go and live and walk in that freedom today, my brothers and my sisters.